Hello, everyone, and welcome to Outdoor Recreation Resources, Behavior, and Values. This is Module 3. Now that you've completed two modules, we've covered a broad overview of outdoor recreation, and we've drilled down and looked in detail at the history and contributions of significant people in the overall outdoor recreation movement. Module 3 is about looking at the provision of outdoor recreation. In other words, what agencies are involved and organizations are involved in the providing of outdoor recreation opportunities in the United States. So here we're going to look at federal agencies, state agencies, we're going to look at private and nonprofit organizations, and we're going to sort of explore the missions as well as the management objectives of each of these organizations and give you some perspective on their relative size and scope. This will help you understand the impact of each of these agencies on the overall outdoor recreation movement, the roles that they play currently, and the roles that they may play in the future. Part of this process will involve looking at some historical perspectives. In other words, the Alaska land debate, which we'll talk about in Module 3, is a key debate, a really modern debate that sets the stage for understanding the current debates on land use policy in the United States, which affects recreation policy in the United States. So that's one of the sort of historical events that we'll delve into a little bit deeper. We'll also look at the evolution of wilderness a little bit more completely, and we'll look at the National Wilderness Preservation System, which is a result of the Wilderness Act that was passed in 1964. So some of the historical people that you've learned about in Module 2, you'll see their names and you'll be able to recognize them in our discussion of these things in Module 3. So we are building progressively in terms of not only the scope of your knowledge of outdoor recreation, but also the depth of your knowledge of outdoor recreation, which is exactly what you need in order to be well prepared as you go into upper division courses and then, of course, become a professional in the outdoor recreation field. So as you go through Module 3, if you have any questions, always feel free to contact me, and the best way to do that is through EDUCAT email. Please do, if you need to. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. So good luck, study hard, and I will see you in Module 3.